This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
From my perspective, the summit has been a remarkable success. Climate change, the carbon impact challenges clearly are well underway. They're impacting our lives. They're impacting the success of the university, of the cities we're in, of our state, of our country, and internationally. I think, from my perspective, one of my personal goals for the summit was to change the conversation, to move the discussion to productive and economically viable actions that we, as a collective university system, can take to identify some of the science that can be done, and I think we did that. To talk about policy changes that can be enacted, and we know those directions, and we have advocates in that context. To talk about technology development that can enhance the availability of the science information for practical application. And economic algorithms that can inform our businesses, our cities, and our regions. To begin the discussion about behavior and attitude change technologies that are readily available, that can be used in this arena to help with decision making and promotion of ongoing behavior change. These are all things I think that the summit has helped us understand and experience that we can do. What's clearly needed are top 10 that will bend that curve. The top 10 really are a strategic and integrated and systematic response that involves the state government, scientists, faculty, private industry partners, as well as our community industries, et cetera. And I would just suggest that as we walk away from the summit, we'll want to focus on very specific and early actions that we can take that will have a deep or a persistent impact in this area. UC actions can be exemplars and make it easier globally to address this important issue. We can no longer have the environment be the dumping ground for our old-fashioned methods and models. Now is the time for UC to be and the lead. Fortunately, as you've seen, we have people who can do it, who can really affect these changes. So I'd like to say, as the last words, thank you all for being here. I want to thank our fantastic speakers from both days. I'm not going to expect a round of applause for everybody that I'm going to thank, but it's very important that we appreciate the time and commitment of the scientists, the students, the administrators, the legislators, the business leaders, national and international leaders who participated here. President Napolitano for her early leadership and for her engagement, continued persistent engagement. I want to personally thank Rachel Nava, our COO, for her leadership, for Bill Tucker, for his leadership in research and graduate studies. Very importantly, this is an outgrowth in no small part of the emphases that emerged from the Applied Research Work Group. And so I want to thank my friends and colleagues on that work group. I'd like to thank the program committee, and in particular, Dave Austin for his august leadership, for Byron Washam for his sleepless nights, deep engagement in this process, Belinda Sira, Matt McClare, Lifang Chiang, and Patrice Luck. None of this would have happened without that program committee really putting this together. I want to thank the logistics team in the back of the room, and everyone who participated in advance to make this flawless. Our local sponsors are very important. They helped us be as carbon neutral as possible. And we appreciate the assistance from the Sheraton Hotel, the Estancia, BYD, electric car to go. We have several personal anonymous sponsors who invested in this effort, as well as the UC Carbon Neutrality Initiative team and the Office of the Chief Investment Officer, San Diego Gas and Electric, Unified Port of San Diego, Clean Tech San Diego. Last but not least, I would like to thank Rahm for his leadership, and he will come up and say a few words, but without this, of course, this could not be done. Thank you, Rahm.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm so happy Biden gave me this task, because I was squirming in my seat last 2 days when you gave me all of you too much credit for this. So it's time for me to set the record straight. As you know, at least in India, it's a cliche, charity starts at home. So I'm going to thank first Byron, our fantastic MC today, without whose help, with no exaggeration, I might have quit this a couple months ago. Thank you, Byron. There was one person who kept, let me also explain. I wanted at least, Biden gave me 3 minutes. I told him, I'll praise you first, so please give me 10 minutes. So he did give me the 10 minutes. One person kept this moving right throughout under incredible and against incredible odds. That's Patrice Locke. Is she here? I think this was one thing which was a pleasant surprise for me, is that the amount of collaboration and support between the UCSD, our Vice Chancellor's office, and the Office of the President. In particular, I want to start off thanking Rachel Nava, Julie Henderson, and Bill Tucker. They pressed the right buttons no matter when I called them. And they, all three of them, share one weakness. They're incapable of saying no to good idea. And so much so, I think I remember still a meeting with Julie Henderson and Reggie. Did I get that name right? It'll come to me.
Reg Kelly.
Yes. Right. I met with them, laundry list of things they need to do, and I asked for a 45-minute meeting. In 5 minutes, they said yes to everything. I don't know if Julie remembers. Julie, this is the most boring meeting I've gone to. We finished our task in 5 minutes. Can you say no to something? We can argue a little bit. And I think likewise, on the program part, you know, like Patrice, Belinda Sura kept moving this train throughout. Is Belinda around? Could you stand up and get applause from us? So coming to the report, at least if my authors are there, I expect to hear the loudest applause. And the report, clearly with no exaggeration, and I can tell you, I'm not given to false modesty without Li Fang Qiang. Yes. Li Fang. And then the report, you saw our governor was waving. Do you know, when we met with him, Dave and I, and then that night I got a text from him, and he said, I understand that car page. And I don't know who all I should get credit, the communications team, Steve Montiel, Catherine Edwards, Carolyn McMillan, Andy Murdoch, Yimling Fong. She still sends me emails with that correction and this correction. And I send her, and tirelessly they do that. There are so many things we had to change after it was officially put online. Ethan Davis and Jose Pantoja, thank you very much. And they're also going to bring out a book from this. And so last comes, I owe a deep sense of gratitude to Margaret Linen, who I think was the one who suggested me to Sandy and gave incredible support in terms of administrative help and others. So, and again, thanks to all the speakers, all of those who traveled, to my good friend Helena, who came from Paris. I'd like to close with this, with something we can do collectively together so the rest of the world will hear us. Can we say it loud? Bend that curve. Bend that curve!
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.